Nothing is more shameful than attacking sleeping children. That's how the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reacted to news that a UN school being used as a shelter in Gaza was shelled yesterday, killing 16 people. Over 1,300 people have been killed so far in the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. 56 Israeli soldiers have also been killed. 200,000 people are taking refuge in UN shelters across Gaza. Paul Mason of Channel 4 News has been to the shelter that was attacked in Jabalia.
I was there about 3 hours after the attack, and just to describe it, it's a school, ordinary school, you know, two stories of classrooms at one end, one story of low kind of shed-like classrooms at the other end, a playground in the middle, toilets, that's it. You know, okay, now imagine that. Imagine a primary school in Ireland with 3,000 people living in it. So that's the first issue. What seems to have happened, according to witnesses, and I stress I have talked to quite a few witnesses, so it's on the internet, whenever you say what's happened, a lot of people say, you don't know. Okay, so I kind of think I do. There is an explosion goes off outside. They wake up and they're all told to go into the concrete two-story building at the north end of the school. More shelling goes off, and then it goes quiet, and they come out, and they realise that some people ran to one of the low blocks, which is just cinder, and something's hit it, and then there are bodies all and body parts all over the place, and indeed parts of a lot of animals, because they take their animals in as well. So that's what happened, and when we looked forensically at what hit it, we found, originally people said four, but there's three impacts, one on the north block, one on the south block, and one just outside where the animals are. Now, I'm not any kind of professional military analyst, but I do know that when artillery fire at things, they tend to spread, it tends to spread around the central point, and the central point is the flagpole right in the middle of the schoolyard. So it's very hard, given we're talking about a high-tech army, the Israeli army, and not some kind of shambolic semi-professional group, it's very hard not to conclude what they were aiming at was the school.
What of the credibility of the Israeli response saying we were possibly targeting something nearby or we probably didn't intend to hit the school, or it may not have been us at all?
Yeah, it was them. I mean, it was them. Everybody here knows what a rocket looks like when it lands. And more experienced journalists than I, are still debating about what happened the other day with those children in the park that the Israelis say were hit by one of Hamas's rockets. But what Hamas's rockets don't look like what happened to this school. So I'm pretty certain. You can't be 100% certain. I'm pretty certain these shells are Israeli, and the Israelis themselves said we were firing at a target nearby. Somebody had let off a mortar. Okay. I mean, this area is like a 19th century slum. It started as it's an old town, but there's a big refugee camp nearby. And over the years, over the 50-odd, 60-odd years they've been there, they built cinder block houses all around, very higgly-piggly. And the school is one of the most sort of regular structures in it, but all around it are narrow streets and lanes and alleyways. So, if you're going to fire, the shell fragment that I've got suggests that what it is an artillery shell. So this is something that comes up, if you stand it up and put your hand on the tip of it, it'll come up to sort of around about where your chest is. That's how big it is and how wide it is. It's like a big pipe. So you fire that full of explosives three times at something in a town of cinder blocks where 64% of the people in it are going to be under 16 anyway, because that's the demographic mix of Gaza. You're going to want a good idea that you're not going to kill civilians. I think firing something like that into a place like that, you're almost certain to kill civilians.
But what of the United States offering ammunition to Israel on the same day as its army attacks a UN shelter to which it had told civilians to go?
Well, this is what is meant by unshakable support for Israel. I mean, I think, it's for people in the United States and Britain and the other countries who support Israel to have that argument out. I think the argument will always be from mainstream politicians, we have to keep demonstrating our support for Israel, because that gives us the right to criticise and to negotiate, basically to pressure them in the back channels. But it demonstrates the issue, and a lot of people on the streets here. You know, I saw a guy yesterday, and his son had just died, and I said to him, I wanted to interview him. I said, look, started by saying I'm sorry, and he said, you know, don't tell me you're sorry. He said, you're from Britain, go back home, and just tell them to stop supporting Israel.
Paul Mason of Channel 4 News speaking to me just before we came on air.